Yeah, so that exhibition was quite profound. There was one person who is a curator. She lost caravans and sheds and fences, and her way of dealing with it was to sort it all, was to gather up all the burnt stuff and put it into buckets and just sort it. And so that was her initial response. Then she kept it aside and went back to her life and dealing with COVID and her other job. And then I invited her to come and do an installation for this exhibition. And we were installing all week with an opening on Friday. And by Thursday, she still hadn't come. And I'm like, "Do you still want to do it? Like, we'd still love to see you." And she came. She said, "I've just been, I put this aside. I needed, she just, to get on with life, she just had kind of parked it. And now she was being confronted by all those feelings again." She turned up with her car just full of rusty, you know, it looked like rusty. It was all burnt, ashy objects that were all bent out of shape. And there was, you know, aluminium, how that kind of melts into this blob. And she put out two fresh white bed sheets on the floor, and then we left her to it. And 2 hours later, every little item she had been arranged on these two bed sheets, this white background on the floor, and made little patterns out of the rusty nails. All the bits of fencing wire were placed in a certain way, and it created this beautiful, almost like a river of objects, and ending with these buckets. And that bucket was the caravan, that bucket was all the nails from all the old sheds. And she was a different person at the end of it. She's like, "Oh, I feel like I've brought some chaos to some order to this chaos. It's not in my head anymore. It's not in me. It's there. It's out there on the ground, and it's orderly and it's beautiful."
That is so powerful.
Yeah. And at the end, she said, at the end of the exhibition, she chucked it out. She didn't need it anymore. But she hadn't been able to do that initially. So yeah, it's quite an example of just how she allowed what she knew best, which was curating and sorting and arranging something visually, using that to do it. And we know that through the arts, that's part of what the studies have found, is that the arts help. They help with people just a way of connecting and gathering with others.
And yet it was the biggest casualty of COVID, wasn't it?
It was. I know the arts are so important, and yet, but people turn to them as well in COVID, because they also help distract us. They give us a bit of space from things, and they also help us to handle it and come to terms with it in a different way.
Well, that woman's example is really
Yeah,
profound.
it is. It is.